This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. President Bill Clinton was elected to the White House to reverse course from the Reagan years in 1992. But with a Republican Congress in his way, Clinton ended up championing many Republican causes. Welfare reform was one. Ending welfare as we know it was Clinton's cry as he signed the 1996 Welfare Reform Act. Millions of people were dropped from the welfare rolls, child poverty dropped to its lowest levels in 30 years, and TANF, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, was hailed as a success. The Great Recession of 2008 changed all that. Today we talked to Retro reporter Karen Chigrou about how today's troubling realities for the poor are made much worse by the reforms made back in 1996.
Welfare, as we knew it, was an entitlement. It was a 60-year-old entitlement, started in the New Deal era of the 1930s, and it had ballooned into an entitlement that was serving largely single women with children, children they'd had out of wedlock. So it had become very controversial. It had peaked at 14 million people, 14 million Americans on welfare in 1994. And pretty much Democrats and Republicans alike felt that welfare reform was needed. The question was just how radical would it be?
How radical was it?
We ended welfare as an entitlement. Americans, no matter how poor you would become, would be no longer entitled to cash help from the government. The other thing that was fundamentally changed was that the federal government was no longer in charge of the money. So the states had the money to spend it at will. And they did, and they often didn't spend it on what we would consider welfare.
And that's partly why you focused on a single state to tell your story, Arizona. What's unique about Arizona?
It has the third highest poverty rate in the nation, and yet they have one of the lowest ratios of people on welfare of any state in the union.
And here's someone who does find herself in this safety net, such as it is, Starsha West, who spoke with you last year.
At the time, I needed it. Like, me and my kids' father had split. I wasn't working. I needed to take care of my children. I'm grateful for me and my children to have a roof over our head.
Starsha West is 26 years old. She's an unwed mother of two. And what program was she on, did she say she needed?
She was on what we now call TANF, which is Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. That is the new welfare program. And she lives in the state of Arizona, and she qualified for welfare last year because her income was below $3,000 a year. That's the kind of limits that the states are now putting on eligibility. And then you can't stay on welfare for very long because the time limits, which originally started at around 5 years, have been ratcheted downward and downward.
Is she out of poverty in any real sense?
She is not out of poverty. She has left welfare and she's found herself a job. But she has joined what we call the ranks of the working poor.
The Clintons have had to answer for their crime policies of the 90s, not so much this welfare policy. But here is Bill Clinton looking back at the 1996 welfare reform bill in a speech at Georgetown University in 2014.
I didn't foresee this wave, this Tea Party wave, that would believe one more time that poor people are the problem in America. It did far more good than harm, but now, given the changed climate and the aftermath of the crash, the poorest welfare families, about 15% of the total, are worse off.
It did far more good than harm.
I think he's probably looking at the numbers, and the numbers are that it was 14 million when the law passed, and now we have 4 million people on welfare. I do find his admission of a flaw in the law to be pretty remarkable for a former president, for a landmark piece of legislation that he still talks about as part of his legacy, very proud part of his legacy. He's very defensive on the other parts of his legacy from that have come up in the campaign season this year, the crime bill, NAFTA. He still defends those very vociferously. In this case, he and his wife, Hillary Clinton, have both said that the law needs to be improved.
Retro Report producer Karen Chigrou, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.